following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. Technical issues abound as usual. Welcome everybody, High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. It's June 23rd, 2017. Do it live every Friday at noon, Eastern Time, on CannabisRadio.com. Welcome to everyone listening live and on podcast. Big show going on today. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Of course, I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Tweet me a link to the show whenever, however, wherever you're listening. You will get a retweet. You want to email the show, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. That's how you make you that. On Facebook, we have our Facebook page, of course. Search Stoner Jesus on Facebook or go to Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Join our group for hardcore fans of the show. You can do that by searching Disciples of Stoner Jesus. I hope you're writing all this down. It's a lot. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. And, chill with us. The hardcore fans of the show. Of which I am one. I think it's not that bad. It's tolerable most of the time. Of course, we're on Patreon. Looking for people to support the show on Patreon. The links for that on stonerjesus.net. Of course, the website for all information on the Stoner Jesus Show, past episodes, recent episodes, or whatever. The additional interviews on there, too. All for free. stonerjesus.net. But if you want to support the show monetarily, you want to get archives. And I've been putting shit up there from 2009, 2011. We did the first drunken podcast. Drunken Prank Call podcast the other night. That's available for subscribers on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. As I said, our Patreon is linked all over stonerjesus.net. You can find it that way as well. Also, I post it on Twitter and Facebook all the time. It'd be hard for you not to find it. Although most people are seeming to manage. Well, I'm building the archives on there. We've got all kinds of shit going on. Thank you to Joe Destruction. Gets the shout out. He's a shouter outer level on Patreon. Yes, that's the name of it, the shouter outer level. What, you think I should have took more time and came up with something more clever? Hey man, fuck you. Don't judge me. You come up with something better and tell me about it. I'm going with shouter outer. Shout outer. Whatever it's called. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. So thanks to Joe Destruction. He has the Brett Anthony Rock Show. He does a lot. It's on a lot. It's on a lot of different places. You know, on Facebook, search Brett Anthony Rock Show. I think it's BA Rock Show on Twitter, if memory serves me, which sometimes it doesn't. But it may be at this point. I don't know. It's early enough in the day that memory is serving me. So go check that out. And thanks to Joe Destruction for being a shouter outer. If you want to be a shouter outer, go to Patreon. You can be a shouter outer. You can be a Lincoln person, Lincolnator. I think that's just supporter. I don't know. I came up with an even less clever name for that one. I mean, there's a new podcast, which I'm going to play a call, a little preview, from the Drunken Prank Call podcast that we did the other night. It's over an hour long. I got a two-minute call we clipped out of it. It's up on our Facebook page and a YouTube page as well. You can check that out. I'm going to play the audio here momentarily. You can go with that. You can go with, like I said, the archives. I got shit on my old computer. Blog Talk Radio stuff from 2009 I've been putting up there. So go check it out. Fuck. I'm still talking about it for. Coming up in the show, I have Ask Stoner Jesus on Periscope. That's coming up after the first break. We have weed news as well to round out hour one and hour two. We have a Stoner Jesus infomercial. I haven't done one of those in a long time because St. Peter hasn't been here. He went out west or whatever to find himself and a few months ago and got lost in Canada. There are rumors that he is either back in the United States or close to it. I don't know. He leaves like partial voicemails like 15 seconds long and then they cut off. I don't think he knows how to use the phone. Or rather, he's forgotten how to use a phone. Either way, maybe he's in the United States, maybe he's not. Maybe he'll be here next week, maybe he won't be here for 7 months. I have no fucking idea. I never do with Peter. I never know what the hell's going on. I do know I look over to his booth, and it is empty, and that makes me smile. This is Hi, New Stoner Jesus. As I said, on CannabisRadio.com, make sure you go check out all the other podcasts on CannabisRadio.com. There's just tons of them. Tons of great ones. Go check them out. Everybody's on there. Tommy Chong, Bobby Black, Dr. Mitch Earlywine. I don't know if Russ Belville's still on there. I'm not sure what that situation is, but I'm sure a bunch of podcasts of his are up there. I don't know. Go look. CannabisRadio.com. It's not that hard for you to go look. Why am I doing all the work? Yeah, I can't do work. I'm busy. Jesus stuff. Got Jesus stuff going on. I will also check some shit around the internet. You know, different stories and whatnot. In the second hour. So, you know, smoke them if you got them. Speaking of the Drunken Prank Call podcast, which I was just moments ago, as I set up our YouTube page and our Facebook page, we have the Lost Dog Prank Call from the Stoner Jesus Drunken Prank Call show number one. We have a bunch of basic premises. We used to do live prank call shows a lot. And we have a few basic premises that we go with. And the Lost Dog one for like convenience stores and shit is a classic. Along with, you know, the penis-shaped pizzas and then the sex change stripper operation or whatnot and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. Excuse me. So if you want to see the whole show, video and audio, check out our Patreon right now. Hopefully this fucking audio works right. We can check out one of the calls from the actual show we did the other night. Go check it out on Patreon. Lost Dog. There we go. Maybe turned up some. Old Lost Dog prank. Frank-a-Rooney. Maybe this needs to be turned up some. I don't know.
Van Store.
Oh, thank God you answered. I'm besides myself. I lost my dog. I lost my dog in the area. And I was wondering if you've seen like a German Shepherd. Have you seen a German Shepherd like run by there at any time?
No, man. But if I do see it, I'll be sure to get it because I'm looking for a German Shepherd.
You can't take my German Shepherd, dude. What I'm worried about is there's like a Chinese restaurant in the fucking area, and if they get a hold of him, well, he's gonna be like the main course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. They're gonna be serving a Sue Shepherd.
Oh my God, that's my worst nightmare, dude.
No, but if I find it, man, I promise, man, that I'll get it and take good care of it for you, and raise it to be a good dog, and you know, and probably raise it with my daughter.
Dude, you can't steal my dog. I'm trying to get my dog back. I just don't want to get eaten by people.
Finders keepers loses weepers, bro.
No, that is not a legal precedent at all. You can look that shit up. I'm gonna call back later, dude, and see if you found my dog. You cannot keep my dog. And make sure those fucking chinks down the street don't get my fucking dog. I don't want him eating, you know what I'm saying?
All right, man, stand by over there, man. Make sure you watching they building because, you know, they probably hauling in cats right now.
Man, that's like I said, that's my worst fucking nightmare. If you get him, at least promise me one thing, dude. You won't eat him.
No. I like shepherds, man. They're too smart to be eating.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. Those are wise words. German shepherds are too smart to be eaten.
All right, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right,
keep
welcome.
An eye out, man. My dog.
All right, I will. All right, buddy. All right.
Thank you. He's going to steal my fucking dog. What a dick. He didn't stay on the line, though. Yeah, want to steal my dog. Welcome back live. one thing I know about that show, the audio came through good, but the caller audio is a little bit higher than mine, so the next time we do it, I got to back that off a little bit. But otherwise, it went fairly well. We had some technical issues, but I said the show's over an hour long. I was drinking. I was doing live prank calls. Go check it out on Patreon. The fiancé, who is famous in Stoner Jesus lore for doing the pizza-shaped pizzas prank call, had a 12-minute call with the manager of a pizza place about ordering 20 penis-shaped pizzas. It's quite epic. Go check it out on our Patreon page. You got to subscribe. That subscriber level is only $8 a month. But you can get that and the four archives for only $15 a month. I'm adding shit to the archives all the time. I still got fucking 600-700 shows I'm going to put up there. I add them when I can. I was going to do one a day, but you know, it's not working out, and I miss a day. So some days I do like three up there, and that's a lot. There's already hundreds of hours up there. Go check it out. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Coming up after the break, we have Ask Stoner Jesus on Periscope. Get my my trusty cell phone ready for the periscoping. So I'm StonerJesus420 on Periscope, by the way. So you'll get the video there if you listen to this later on podcast or whatever. It's a way to do to interact with people, do the Ask Stoner Jesus, because we have like 2,400 followers on Periscope. And also is a way to promote the actual live show to a different platform and onto a different platform, an excuse to do that. So that's what we're going to do. During the break, I'm going to get on Periscope. You want to go check me out at Stoner Jesus 420. And like I said, Weed News is later. A lot of stuff going on Weed News, as there always is. Plus, took a couple weeks off, so there's tons. So much I can't hope to even cover a good portion of it. A fraction. I'll cover a fraction of it. That I promise you. Fraction of the news. High noon. Let me try that again. Take two. High noon with Stoner Jesus. June 23rd, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. Stay tuned, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10. That's all one word, stonerjesus and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We're live every Friday, noon Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com. As we're live right now, unless you listen to the podcast, then, well, we recorded it live. We're also live currently on Periscope. At Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope. If you want to check us out there, see how awesome I am. My headphones. I look like a fucking dope. This is dumb. I don't know why people want a video. I don't care to see people. People shouldn't care to see me, but here I am. Anyway, ask Stoner Jesus if you're on Periscope. We got like 10 people right now. Ask me a question. I will answer it for you and for, of course, the listening audience at home and on podcast. Be immortalized forever in podcast form. Lockers to chemical marijuana help my PTSD, TBI, anxiety. Yeah, there's a ton of studies, first of all, especially for something like PTSD and anxiety, that marijuana helps a lot. I don't have PTSD. I do have anxiety. It definitely helps anxiety. But you can find study after study after study with veterans and people with PTSD. It does amazing things. Amazing things. More so than pharmaceuticals and shit like that, the pills and all that. And yet, you know, for the most part, veterans can't get legal access. Is there potassium here? Here where? In this show? No, this show is potassium free. Fuck that. I don't play that. We know goddamn potassium in my show. Fuck that. Anyway, we're live on CannabisRadio.com. As I said, you can find the podcast there and on stonerjesus.net as well. Ask Stoner Jesus in the chat area of Periscope. If you're listening to us on podcast or on the live show, you smoked out of a banana yesterday. Well, there you go. If you eat the banana after you smoke out of the banana, then I would imagine you would get your daily recommended dose of potassium. But if you're listening to this on audio on CannabisRadio.com, hence the microphone, if you see the microphone, and on StonerJesus.net or iHeartRadio, wherever you find the podcast, check us out. And if you want to see the video, go to StonerJesus 420 on Periscope. That is the official Periscope of the Stoner Jesus Show. There's no unofficial ones, but this is the official one, in case there's ever any pretenders, which there won't be. We got weed news coming up on CannabisRadio.com. We do the show till 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Gage Hiley, is that your name? I'm having trouble. This microphone is fucking huge, man. It's right in my face. Well, Gage Higley 9. There we go. I want to know if there's going to be any more potassium. No. I refuse. But we'll be here another hour and 40 minutes or so on CannabisRadio.com. If you want to check us out after this Periscope thing, we'll do weed news, as I said. I have a Stern Jesus infomercial. I used to do a lot of infomercials back in the day, mainly for St. Peter. But as I said earlier, St. Peter's not here. He's been out west for a long time. Ofwakatidga Fish is stoned. Gage Higley is also stoned in their profile pic. Well, hell yeah. These are technically not questions, but it is interaction. So Ryan is also stoned. Ryan Roble. Hell yeah. Listen, there's no reason to watch any of these videos or to listen to this show unless you're stoned. I'll put that out. That's a disclaimer right now. If you're not stoned, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend any of it. So if you're high, get higher. Because it's only downhill from here, as they say, as the kids say. But St. Peter's not here. He's been gone for quite a while. He's been attempting to leave voicemails. We used to do infomercials for him. And I was thinking to myself, fuck that, man. I'll do an infomercial for me. Now, I'm not going to give you any hints other than the name. You can infer what you want to from the name. Jesus Crackers. That's right, Jesus Crackers. If you probably think you know what it is when I say Jesus Crackers, but you don't. You don't. Well, you might, but you probably don't. It's not what you think it is. It's Jesus Crackers. Stoner Jesus infomercial is coming up in hour two of the show. St. Peter was originally the first person to represent the inside down cross, I believe. St. Peter's had a lot of first things. He's the first to drink a gallon of Drano in one sitting and survive an upside down cross. He was the keeper of the pearly gates. We had to get him out of that job because surveillance showed that he was letting people inside the pearly gates for blowjobs, both giving and receiving. So it's not. St. Peter's had a lot of problems. You know, he's and where he is now, I don't know. He was supposed to be coming back from finding himself out west. You never know. As I said before, he could be back next week. He could be back in 7 months. You never know, St. Peter. He's a wanderer. He's a traveler. He's finding himself. He's asking questions and getting answers, I guess. I don't know. Frankly, I don't care. The point was that the infomercials we used to do were contractually obligated. We had to do it with him. But I'm doing it for myself now. Jesus Crackers. Hour two. Go put it on your Twitter or whatever, your Instagram, that Jesus Crackers is coming. And when people ask you, what it is, say, I have no fucking idea. Don't worry about it. So anyway, if you have any Ask Stern Jesus questions, fire them away on the Periscope at Stern Jesus 420 on Periscope. If you want to see the video, if you want to listen to the rest of the show, CannabisRadio.com if you're watching live. If it's on video and you're watching this on video, go to StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, search Stoner Jesus. Seek and ye shall find the fucking podcast. That's just the June 23rd podcast is what it'll be on, hour one. That's about out. Gross. For tobacco use only, by the way. Tobacco use only. So unless you got any more questions for Ask Stoner Jesus, we'll wrap this shit up. Get to weed news. I said come to CannabisRadio.com if you're listening live or watching live. If on the Periscope and you want to come see or listen to the weed news. If you're watching this on video, go find the motherfucking podcast. Thanks, everybody. I got to figure out a new way to do this. This is disconcerting. First of all, this needs to move down some. And then tighten it back up. There we go. This fucking big-ass microphone in my face, man. I'm, like, constantly doing this. Like fucking Wilson on Home Improvement. I'm like, I can't see shit. So anyway, thanks, everybody. Come to CannabisRadio.com if you're watching live for the rest of the show. You motherfuckers are awesome. Peace, bitches. Yeah. So we come off the Periscope. Thanks everybody who participated there. This is View Stats. Let's see what we got. 54 live viewers. Hell yeah. Got some hearts. Ryan Rebel with some hearts. Somebody with Chinese lettering with some hearts. Gage Higley. Some more hearts. A lot of people. A bunch of people watching us on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Go follow us on there for that video and other videos. Tying in with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com, June 23rd, 2017. Got some weed news coming up. Don't go nowhere, hoes. It's going to get good soon. I fucking promise. It will get good before the end.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
I hope everybody's got their vape pen handy or their pipe or their bong or whatever you use to do your medicine.
But you don't, it's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do. I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Yeah. Thanks again, everybody. Check us out on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. It's time for Weed News. We got our Weed News from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Also, you can find some of my writing at marijuanatimes.org. Start with something from the Washington Post. Many of you probably saw this already. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wrote an op-ed, or at least someone on his staff wrote an op-ed, and he either looked it over or didn't and said it was his, signed off on it. J. Jeff Sessions, being soft on sentencing means more violent crime. It's time to get tough again. So this op-ed he wrote for the Washington Post. This is from June 16th, about a week ago. This is what he wrote. This is this first paragraph. Drug trafficking is an inherently violent business. If you want to collect a drug debt, you can't, and don't, file a lawsuit in court. You collect it by the barrel of a gun. For approximately 52,000 Americans who died of a drug overdose in 2015, drug trafficking was a deadly business. Hey, first of all, drug trafficking is an inherently violent business. Yes, absolutely it is. For the reason he gives. You can't go to court and settle your disputes. There's no arbitrator. If you have a problem with like another drug dealer or whatever, or another gang, you can try some sort of mediation between the two groups, but you're not following the law in any other sense anyway. You have no problem with killing people, so why wouldn't you just not follow the law and go and kill some more people, and it'd be beneficial to your business? You know, Amazon doesn't send hitmen to Walmart's board of directors meetings to try and knock some of those bitches off and try to gain more market share, first of all, because that's very much against the law. And if Amazon has a problem with Walmart, some sort of legal issue, they sue. They go to court. They try to get money. Now, the problem is Jeff Sessions and a lot of people that think like him believe that to counter the violence of the drug trade, you need to induce more violence into that area. But this is the good violence. This is the good guys, the white hats, the cops, the DEA, the federal agents. They're going to bring the good violence to stop the bad violence, and that's the only way you can do it. There's no other way other than going in and imprisoning as many people as you can, trying to restrict supply as much as you can. Now, in theory, yeah, restricting supply is a noble effort. If you wanted to stop drug use, restricting the supply helps. But here's what it does. It raises the price. If you restrict the supply relative to demand, the price is going to go up. And if the price goes up, what else goes up? Profits go up. And if profits go up, that induces more quote-unquote investors, in this case, more drug dealers and gangs, into the quote-unquote industry. You know, the marijuana black market. The higher the price of marijuana, or any other drug for that matter, the more profits can be made, it's going to induce more people to come in, which is going to, again, raise supply. It's a never-ending cycle. And that's something we've learned. We learned with alcohol prohibition, and we've learned with drug war since 1970, 71, whatever, when this shit's really been ramped up. It doesn't work. What does work is introducing a legal market that can go to court to settle disputes. If Amazon has a problem with Walmart taking market share or whatever, well, they offer better deals. They offer, shipping discounts, whatever. Whatever they can do. It's the same with weed shops. If Johnny's House of Buds down the street selling Grape Ape for $15 a gram, and Bonnie's fucking Pot Shack two blocks over is selling over $12 a gram, well, that's the market. More people are going to go get it for $12 a gram if they consider it the same quality as what's at 15 at Johnny's House of Bud. It's the way it works. You take that legal apparatus and you undercut the black market with it. This crashes, and we've seen this. The price of pot is dropping, especially in the states where it's legal, but across the board. Drug seizures are down for Mexico because they're shipping less pot because it's not as profitable. Remember earlier I said more profits are going to induce more people to come in. Well, lower profits is going to induce more people, especially in the black market where you're taking a lot of risk. You're risking jail time. You're risking death. You're risking the violence that Jeff Sessions is talking about. They get the fuck out. They're not going to stay in. If they're making marginal profits on marijuana, they're not going to do it. They're going to move to something else illegal because that's where the profits are. Because the prices are artificially enhanced by the attempts at restricting the supply. But the thing where we're going to restrict supply and punish demand, that hasn't worked. That simply doesn't work. Doesn't work for anything. Prohibition doesn't work. It doesn't work for drugs. It doesn't work for alcohol. It doesn't work for guns. It works for nothing. Nothing. And some people say, oh, well, it worked for Quaaludes. Yeah, they stopped making Quaaludes. People just went on to other stronger, harder shit that's more profitable and gets you more fucked up. They went on to other substitutes, which is what will happen. So, and obviously Jeff Sessions, we've talked about this before, and everybody knows he is woefully ignorant when it comes to this. But the problem is he has a lot of power, and he's pushing this bullshit. He's right. Drug trafficking is in a violent business. You can't file a lawsuit in court. You know how you fix that? You let him file a fucking lawsuit in court. You can sue somebody. You don't have to shoot them. But if they're fucking you over and you're not allowed to sue them because, well, you're in an illegal business, well, then you shoot them. Why wouldn't you? I would. If I was in a drug gang and some other drug gang was giving me shit, I said, go shoot these motherfuckers. I'm not going to file a fucking lawsuit in superior court. I'm going to get some motherfuckers shot. And some motherfuckers is going to be dead. You know what I'm saying? Of course you do. Out in Nevada, I don't know how many of you have been following this story, but obviously question two, I believe it was, passed in Nevada last November, legalizing adult use recreational marijuana in the state. The plan was to start having the medical marijuana dispensaries that are already established in Nevada start on July 1st, getting licenses and selling recreational pot as well. But the alcohol distributors don't like that because it says in question two that the alcohol distributors would have exclusivity for 18 months to be able to distribute, meaning taking the weed from the growers to the dispensary. They had an exclusive shot at those licenses for 18 months. Now, apparently nobody, none of the alcohol distributors bothered to get in on it, to file an application or nothing. So the tax department was like, well, we need to get this going. So we're going to open it up to other people besides the alcohol distributors to distribute the marijuana. The alcohol distributors, of course, didn't like that. And all of a sudden they all started applying for applications and filing lawsuits 7 months after the fucking fact to get their exclusivity. Now, of course, you can't blame them for wanting, you know, to butt out the competition. That's the way shit works. You have power of the government. They can make you, you know, they can crush your competition and just leave you standing. That's a fucking prime deal. Doesn't explain why they took so long to start applying for licenses. I would have applied the next day. The first fucking minute I could have applied, I'd been like, yeah, I want to do that. So now all of a sudden they want to do this. And a Carson City judge on Tuesday ruled in favor of the alcohol distributors in their dispute with the state tax department. And it looks like the July 1st date could be delayed. Now, only the alcohol distributors will be able to distribute the weed from the growers, as I said, to the dispensaries. But dispensaries already have stuff on sale or available at their location. Will they be able to sell that to recreational users? I don't know. It's a clusterfuck, as usual. But the judge, here's the fucking problem I have. Well, I have a lot of problems with government, but specifically, let me see. What the fuck was the quote? God damn it. Somewhere in here. July 1st. We're going to have a July 1st. Anyway, the quote was, I can't fucking find right now. Oh, yeah, the alcohol distributors in Nevada would suffer irreparable harm if the tax department issued retail marijuana distributor licenses to other businesses. In other words, the extra competition would kind of harm them. Wow. The government being in any way, shape, or form in the business of picking favorites and saying, well, you can't harm this business, you can't harm that business, they shouldn't be involved in any of that shit. Now, I understand, the ballot measure, for what fucking ever reason, would say alcohol distributors get be the middleman for 18 months. Why the fuck you would include that? I have no idea. But if it does say that, and it becomes a legal dispute, and, you know, the government has to choose in legal disputes and so on and so forth. But to say they're going to be harmed for something they didn't even fucking want, and all of a sudden they want, and they can't handle the competition, the government should be making that determination. Anyway, the further point of this is the middleman concept. like the cultivators and the dispensaries, just can't fucking figure out how to get product from one place to another. Like, they have no idea. They need someone who's an expert. People who are experts at delivering beer, they need those people to deliver the weed, because otherwise, how are they going to do it? How in the fuck are they going to get it from the cultivator all the way to the dispensary, which sometimes are on the same property and in the same fucking building for some of these dispensaries? So you have to pay an alcohol distributor to come into their building, take fucking pot from one room, walk it down the hallway, and put it on, give it to the fucking display people to put it on display in the dispensary. They have to pay for that, which means the customers are going to have to pay for that, which means the weed's going to be more expensive because of fucking liquor jag-offs. Have to have the rights to take the weed from one spot to another. Even if the alcohol people are farther away than the grower, they have to go to the grower and then take it to the dispensary. Wouldn't it have been easier for the dispensary just to get it itself, or for the grower just to have it delivered, or what the fuck ever? It's fucked up. It's a fucked up system. And as I've said week after week after week, legalization, when all is said and done, is going to be mediocre. At best, it's still going to be kind of expensive because all the fucking taxes and regulations and all other bullshit. So there'll still be a thriving black market. But most of us will be like, well, it's better than prohibition, so this is what we get. And I used to be one of those people. But that was when it was trending one way. You know, like legalization, well, we get legalization, then we get, you know, then we get social use, and then we get the, we up the, you know, up the restrictions, we up the limits, we eliminate some of the limits, we lower the taxes, so on and so forth. But none of that's happening. Wherever medical marijuana or recreational marijuana is being implemented, for the most part, it's getting worse. In Massachusetts, they totally just fucking decimated what the voters wanted. They're putting in their own shit. They don't care. The legislature doesn't give a shit. Politicians are going to fuck this up. They're going to fuck it up. There's going to be kind of a legal market and kind of a black market that a lot of people are still going to use because it's cheaper. And, well, and that'll be it. And the people who are against legalization say, well, look, there's a black market that's still there. It doesn't work. And people on our side are like, well, the taxes and regulations are too high and there's too many restrictions, so it's keeping the price up. And it'll continue to be an argument. And a lot of activists will say, well, at least it's better than prohibition. This is what we get. And we'll have to settle for it. We're going to settle for mediocre legalization, just like fucking people in Canada are going to. They're talking now about no private dispensaries whatsoever, all government-controlled weed in Canada, which I fucking predicted, which is going to suck. If Canada's providing all the weed, they have no competition. They have no reason to have better quality or lower prices or none of that shit. None of the functions of the free market exist. So they're going to have mediocre legalization in Canada, but then they're going to say, well, these people aren't getting raided and all that shit and arrested as much, so we'll settle for it. Settle, settle, settle. That's what we're going to get. Fucking people in Ohio settled. They could have had dispensaries and shops, 1,000 fucking shops and growing at home and all that shit. But they said no to issue 3 a couple years ago, and now they got some shitty fucking medical marijuana bill that's very restrictive, only covers a fraction of people who actually need and use cannabis. And they're having problems with that. The regulation process is dragging out and they can't figure shit out and settle. Everybody's settling. Thinking something better is going to come along. Something better is not going to come along. They're going to fuck it up. Mark my words. In Kentucky, a lawmaker is proposing a limited medical marijuana bill. It'd basically be for terminal people. Which again is another example of what I'm talking about. Medical marijuana, that's great for terminal people, yes. If someone's dying, should they be allowed to smoke a joint? Of course. If someone's dying, they should be allowed to just fucking sit there and smoke weed every minute for the rest of their life. That's not the point. The point is other people need help. Other people can use access to legal medical marijuana for various ailments. I get the point of terminal patients, yes, they should have it. So should everybody else. You shouldn't need a fucking reason, is the point. Oh, well, you're going to die? Well, you can finally have some legal weed. Good for you. Sorry it took so long. You probably would enjoy this more, you know, when you weren't dying. But now you are dying. Well, you can have a joint. We won't do anything. We won't lock you up. Other stories up on Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. Mexico has legalized medical marijuana. They still got a lot of shit to do and regulations and all that shit. But they've officially, Enrique Peña Nieto signed a decree legalizing the medicinal and therapeutic use of cannabis in Mexico. That's been a long time coming. It went through the legislature and all that shit. And this Nieto dude used to be totally against it. But now he's like, you know, hey, we should, you know, now he's signing fucking decrees and shit. Colorado officials give cold shoulder to Sessions' request to let federal prosecutors target marijuana. I always discussed that on the show. Sessions sent a letter to Congress asking them to basically remove the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, which barred the Department of Justice from using the federal funds to go after state legal marijuana businesses. He doesn't like that, of course. Also stories about Massachusetts. Now they're fucking talking about massive taxes in Massachusetts, which, you know, the question four, which passed, the recreational measure that passed in November last year, had very low taxes. It was known for very low taxes, but Massachusetts, of course, is known as a liberal state and very high taxes. So it looks like your recreational legal marijuana in Massachusetts is going to be hit with some high-ass fucking taxes because that's what the legislature wants. They don't care what the voters wanted. They don't care what the voters voted for. They claim, oh, well, you know, public safety. We have a 50% fucking tax for public safety. Like fucking parrots. Anyway, you can go check me out on marijuanatimes.org. You can go check out other stories up on Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. A lot of shit always going on in weed news. A lot of shit going on in high noon with Stoner Jesus. It's June 23rd, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. That's going to be the end of hour one. We're going to take a break. We have a Stoner Jesus infomercial coming up. Jesus crackers. Jesus crackers are coming.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. You never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know.